You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Tamaki Makaurau is still reeling from last week's intense rainfall and subsequent flooding. Damage from the weather event has left many without possessions and housing. The community is beginning to rally around those affected, providing support in anything from food to housing to towels. David spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about the subject.
The other overwhelming emotion is just, I don't really know how to describe it, but seeing the community come together and help each other out has just been really heartwarming and really great. So there's a lot of emotion there.
I know you were out and about on Friday afternoon, evening. What happened to you on the night?
Yeah, so I got the call from one of my friends who's a Henderson Massey local board member, Dan Collins. Called me and said, look, you know, you might want to go check out the stream, mate. This rain's getting pretty heavy. And so I bowled on over to find that one of the major streams in Waitakere had broken its banks and was starting to flood out homes. And so, you know, after I called the mayor, I started directing traffic. The fire engine chief down there said, look, mate, we need someone to help. We've got to go and rescue people. And so I spent the night in the torrential rain stopping people going through, you know, a contaminated and dangerous river that had developed in what used to be a bridge.
Even when it was sort of peak rainfall of between 7 and 8?
Oh, yeah, we're out all night. But it wasn't just me. We had, you know, volunteers from the community, hundreds of people out as well. We had various sort of local government politicians and all sorts out helping. So, yeah, it was a team effort. I'm just one of the team.
How is everyone in the community feeling? How are your constituents?
Yeah, for many constituents, it's a hard road ahead. And, you know, their lives were turned upside down. And in some cases, in the northwest, twice. You know, because we had huge floods 18 months ago here that severely damaged people's homes then. So people had just rebuilt to find that their home is now condemned. So, yeah, for a lot of people, there's heartbreak and there's, you know, a feeling of what do we do now? But, you know, the most important thing is we are still out there and we have our shelters still operating. So if anyone needs food, water or shelter or anything like that, any help, then get in touch with the shelters.
Who are some of the shelters?
Yeah, so we've got one per kind of area officially across the city and several that have been set up by the community. So for more information on that, just dial 0800 22 22 00 and they'll sort of put you in touch.
A lot of the images we're getting out of West Auckland was the worst it was out there. Is it worse than it looks?
Yeah, it's like the mayor said recently, across Auckland actually, we're dealing with several different crises that are in different pockets within Auckland. And within my area, places like Massey, Ranui, Henderson Valley were severely affected in terms of the floodwaters. And on the coastal areas of the Waitakere Ranges, then slips have been a massive issue, which have blocked roads and have hemmed people into their homes in some cases. So, yeah, a lot of places are being affected differently. But, yeah, there are some areas of real need and real deprivation here.
People have been quite adamant that this is down to climate change. Do you think that's true?
Oh, 100% it's true. It's down to climate change. We have 1 in 100 year storm events nearly every year here in West Auckland. I can think of four major flood events in the last 5 years here. We have to say that we've got to really take mitigation and adaptation seriously for our climate. Because, yeah, I would be interested in seeing how council's infrastructure in particular held up in the storm. But at the same time, this storm was a situation where we had a month's rainfall in one night. It was a record, and no infrastructure. I doubt that any stormwater infrastructure in the world can handle that well. So, you know, climate is the number one, and we've got to take this more seriously.
What mitigation steps are being discussed, or what mitigation steps are currently in place?
Well, at the moment, I think we're looking at kind of a three-phase situation here for the storm. So the first is worrying about people's immediate needs, so their food and their shelter. The second phase, which a lot of communities are going into now, is in terms of the cleanup and, you know, recovery phase. And the third phase, I think, will be reviewing our situations and, you know, what might have contributed to damage and what we can do about it next time. So we're still very much not there yet, but I think the communities will be demanding answers, and I think that's fair enough. So we've got to get to that as soon as we can and review what's happened.
You touched on it briefly before, but your communities are probably feeling quite exhausted and emotional, but is there a feeling of coming together and unifying regarding the storm, or regarding the cleanup at least?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. We've had so many, there's been a lot of community heroes out there that have helped their fellow neighbours and their whole communities just amazingly. You know, we've had hundreds of volunteers out there doing welfare checks, out there you know, directing traffic and things like that, out there lifting fridges and couches onto the roadside for people that have had that damaged. You know, there's hundreds of heroes here. I want to give a particular shout out to the Student Volunteer Army, which Brooke Loder, the Deputy Chair of the Board here, has been organising and doing welfare checks. They've drawn up 700 homes in West Auckland to check on them. That's a huge effort, and it might have saved people's lives and livelihoods.
One of the things that has come under a lot of criticism or has been questioned a lot were the communication efforts from council on that evening. How do you think that they went?
Yeah, it's safe to say that I think there could be improvements there, particularly on the Friday when things were getting particularly gnarly. There's been a lot of focus on the state of emergency stuff. And, you know, we'll talk about that in the future when we're reviewing it. But I kind of personally want to focus on the text messaging alert system. That was stood up for COVID and used really well. And so people are saying, look, we could have got to higher ground a lot sooner if we were told that this was going to be particularly serious. So, you know, why wasn't that used? I'd like to know the answers to that.
Yourself and several other councillors, one that comes straight to mind is Richard Hills, were on the ground. As you said, you were directing traffic, you were tweeting out instructions, but yesterday there was a Herald piece saying that the mayor was trying to reprimand a lot of councillors. What is the feeling amongst the council at the moment?
Yeah, amongst the councillors, I think really we're all just focusing on the immediate relief work. So, you know, we're much too busy out there helping our communities. I mean, for example, I'm spending the whole day door knocking homes and lifting couches for people. So that's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on the relief efforts of communities. And really, we don't have a lot of mental bandwidth at the moment to get into some of the finer details of that. But, you know, like I said, a review has been announced and I look forward to that review.
Do you have confidence in the mayor?
Again, this is something that we should be talking to the mayor about. I've been fast busy, like I've said, to focus on any of that stuff. I'm just busy helping my community. The mayor has been working very hard himself. We've been in constant contact with the mayor's office to help direct the relief effort.
As I know it's going to be weeks and months, probably even a year. What advice do you have for people?
Yeah, so the immediate advice to people, and this is a very important bit here, is if you do have needs, then contact 0800 22 2200. There'll be a lot of people out there with really complex needs. And the other thing is that this could be a month-long process. You know, we've got emergency housing situations that were already slammed and people are going to need that help. Mental health is another issue that's going to be huge for people here. You know, and their immediate food and clothing and shelter needs. So, yeah, dial that number and get in touch with us and we'll see what we can do.
Do you have hope that people's lives will get back to normal?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can crawl up into a ball and, you know, really worry about this because we get floods all the time out here now that are unprecedented. I do have hope in people, and what's given me hope is the amount of people that have come together and helped each other. To an extent, this is going to be a continuing issue for us, I think. And so as a council, we need to look, when the review happens, at our infrastructure and how can we mitigate some of these problems that could be coming up.
That was City Councillor Shane Henderson talking about flood rebuild efforts.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.